Yesterday, I got a message from somebody saying, John, is there any way that I can dispose of my gun without handing it over to police? And I wasn't quite sure why that question was put to me. And then reading a story on News 24 this morning, I thought, okay, probably because of that. Because SAPS has said and was quoted, somebody from SAPS was quoted this morning on News 24 saying, there are only 2 weeks left to hand over unlicensed and unwanted firearms. They can be surrendered to the police without fear of prosecution only until the 31st of January. And Colonel Atlenda Mater, who is the person quoted, says that what has been handed in following the extension of the amnesty is only a small percentage of unlicensed firearms which we know are still in circulation. Martin Hood is somebody we often turn to on these matters. Martin, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John.
Advice? If you've got it, well, hand it in.
Well, first of all, on the one hand, the uptake in the amnesty has been very slow, but that's principally because of a trust deficit between the public and the police, and the fact that the police haven't promoted the amnesty in any meaningful way. The situation has been compounded more by the fact that I've been in the urgent court and the High Court 3 times, obtaining court orders against the police to get them to actually implement the amnesty properly. And although we're 2 weeks away from the end of the amnesty, the police are still putting in place systems and sending out directives to tell their members on how to process these applications. So the end result is that we are 5.5 months into the amnesty. The police are not implementing it properly. They don't have correct instructions. They make up their own rules in dealing with these amnesty applications, and it's created a great deal of confusion. That said,
yeah,
anyone can hand in a firearm at any police station in terms of the amnesty. They may do so in order to legally dispose of it, and they may do so in order to apply for a license for that firearm. It's as simple as that, and any police officer who says to a member of the public anything different than that is not complying with 2 court orders that I've obtained in the North Gauteng High Court.
Yeah, so I mean, your advice to people who have an unlicensed firearm or a licensed firearm which they no longer want and don't particularly want to go through the rigmarole of selling it is be armed with your rights. Make sure you know what your rights are and go to a police station and do it.
I absolutely appeal to everybody to utilize the last 2 weeks. As I said, the uptake in the amnesty has been relatively small. No one knows how many illegal and expired firearms are out there, but the latest numbers I saw, and I think I saw the same article that you did, said there's been about 23,000 handed in this amnesty, 36,000 in the last one. That's less than 100,000. There were 450,000 expired licenses in 2017. That number's increased. The police have issued a directive about air guns that has criminalized the possession of certain air guns. That happened at the end of December. So the police have created a bigger pool of firearms that need to be licensed through the amnesty. So we're on a slippery slope backwards, and it's up to the public as well as the police to actually go and utilize the amnesty. Do it now, do it before the 31st of January.
Because I suspect if there are that many who have firearms which are not properly registered, many of them are going to go, there'll be another extension, or who's going to find out? And whether the person who WhatsApped me yesterday just WhatsApped me again saying I didn't want to do it because of a trust issue with SAPS. So whatever their reason for not wanting to do it, some might go, there's going to be another amnesty, or nobody's going to find me and I'll drop it into a dam somewhere or just keep it.
John, there has to be another amnesty because if nothing else, the police can't cope. It's as simple as that. I am inundated with calls, complaints, examples of where the police are turning members of the public away or saying make an appointment and it's after the amnesty ends because they can't do it, they don't want to do it. And what the police don't realize is exactly what you've just said. They're turning people away who come forward to go to a police station to surrender a firearm. And all that's happening is that firearm goes back and remains in the illegal pool and there's no record of it.
But despite that, Martin, your advice remains, be a good citizen in the face of police incompetence and police irrationality and do it in the next 2 weeks.
Absolutely. And if the police can't cope, then let's document the examples, please, And then we'll go to the Minister of Police and say, let's do this again, let's do it properly.
Martin Hood with the South African Arms and Ammunition Dealers Association. Thanks always for your very pertinent advice on this issue.